Good morning, friends. Today is Wednesday, the 3rd of December, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm Anna Grace Legband, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray together. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I fix my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. We pray this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text today is going to be Psalm 42. Hear now the word of the Lord. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food, day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, so therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep, and the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love, and at night, his song is with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, "Where is your God?" Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Now consider this. Psalm 42 captures a soul in the midst of longing, a deep and desperate thirst for God. Now, in many ways, this psalm embodies the heart cry of Advent, longing and hoping and waiting for God. The season of waiting invites us to embrace the tension between our joy in what we have received already and in our hope for what is yet to come. Now, unfortunately, waiting is something that most of us are not naturally very good at. And a few of us ever actually learn what it means to wait well. Now, this has only been exacerbated as things have become more and more efficient in our world, and we have access to essentially the whole entire world at our fingertips. Now, waiting is an active posture that requires very little action other than the thing itself. Waiting can feel discouraging, boring, and even unsettling. Now, this is why waiting is one of the most formative experiences of our lives. Waiting confronts things in us. It brings things to the surface that we would not have otherwise known were there. We're confronted with things that we believe about God, about ourselves, and about the world around us when we wait. So, for example, we may think that we have dealt with all of our control issues, but waiting just beyond the threshold of what we can tolerate or what feels comfortable, we realize that we may still have much further to go. Now, Scripture reveals that how we wait matters. It shapes us in the way that nothing else can. There are many, many ways that we can wait. We can wait patiently, we can wait angrily, we can wait quietly or loudly or anxiously or hopefully, and so on. Now, the question I want to ask us today is this: how do we actually wait well? Now, by well, I mean, how do we wait in a way that welcomes all that God is wanting to do in us in this moment of waiting? What does waiting that honors God look like? Waiting that trusts instead of grabs for control. A waiting that embraces the gift and the experience of waiting itself. And how do we wait in hope? Not just hope for a certain outcome, but hope in God Himself. Now, the psalm reveals that there are actually a few practices that we can engage in while waiting to help us wait well. Remember, pray, and worship. Remember. Remembering builds faith. The psalmist says this in verse 4, "These things I remember." Now, the words of the psalmist here are not just looking back on the good old days, but rather they are the trusting cries of someone who believes that God's past goodness is actually a promise for the future and in this present moment. See, remembering isn't just nostalgia. It is actually an act which builds faith and anchors us in the memory of God's past faithfulness to us. So when we remember while we wait, we're actually reorienting our hearts to trust that God will act faithfully again. Remembering reminds us that our stories are part of a much bigger and grander story, one in which God has never faltered, and He will not now. Prayer. Prayer builds intimacy. "As I pour out my soul," the psalmist says. Now, if you've ever had to wait for something, you know that waiting has a way of bringing things to the surface: worries, doubts, questions, beliefs we didn't know we had, and along with those things, quite a variety of emotions. While it may seem easier to ignore them for various reasons, prayer actually gives us a space to name these feelings and to bring them before God. The Psalms are full of examples of this. If we just look at our psalm today, we see that there's no question or feeling that is too offensive and no concern that is too small for God. We read things like, "Why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy?" When we name these things and ask these questions, it's not like God wasn't aware that we had these things and felt these things already. See, He knows us more deeply than we know ourselves. And before a word is on our tongue, He knows us completely. The invitation to pour out one's soul is not about being more known by God, but becoming more aware of God's knowledge of us and the depth to which God desires to bring healing and wholeness to us. I'm going to read that one again. The invitation to pour out one's soul is not about being more known by God, but becoming more aware of God's knowledge of us in the depth to which God desires to bring healing and wholeness to us. Third, worship. Worship is an expression of our love. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Now, in this verse, the psalmist expresses the deep sadness and grief of his soul, but chooses to respond to that articulation by worshiping. Why? Well, because worship is an act of response to God. See, despite feeling downcast and disturbed, the psalmist names these things to God and then calls himself to hope in God and to praise God as their Savior. Now, this is a powerful moment of self-coaching where the psalmist doesn't actually wait for their emotions to change, but chooses to lift their eyes to the truth of who God is. See, this decision to worship shifts their perspective from the present state of the soul, which is still acknowledged, but shifts the perspective and the focus from the soul to the faithfulness of God. Now, this does not deny the state of soul, but it is actually what heals it. Worship helps us to see God more clearly, which is why remembering and prayer are such important practices that lead us into worship. See, as we recall God's past faithfulness, we pour out our souls before him, we actually start to see more fully the goodness and the love of God, even in the midst of hardship. It's in that clarity that we are moved to respond with love and adoration. I love this part of the psalm. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All of your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love, and at night, his song is with me. A prayer to the God of my life. Here's some response prompts for us today. They go along with the three things we talked about. Remember, pray, and worship. First, remember. Do you have something to remember? A past story of God's faithfulness? Two, pray. Is there anything in your soul that you would like to pour out before God? It may be a big thing or a small thing, but he cares and is wanting you to name it. Three, worship. What are some ways that you can turn your heart towards worship today, even in the midst of waiting? Now I'll pray for us. Lord, we thank you that there is no human experience that your word does not touch. God, I ask that you would teach us what it means to wait well. Holy Spirit, would you coach us and empower us to wait well? Ask that you would bring memories of your past faithfulness and goodness to mind. Lord, I ask that you would search our hearts and our souls. God, that you would give us the courage to name some parts of ourselves that perhaps we feel may not be worth naming or sharing. And Lord, would you bring us into an awareness of actually just how deeply we're known by you. And then Lord, in these two things, as we remember and as we pray, God, would you raise up in us true worship of you, of who you are, Worship is really just a response to the revelation of who you are and seeing you clearly. And so would you open our eyes to see you clearly today and to respond accordingly to the revelation of your goodness and your faithfulness and your presence to us. We love you, Lord. We trust you. We're yours. And we ask all of this in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Now, speaking of worship, I'm going to invite my friend Josh to lead us in a time of singing to close out our time together today. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Hey, good morning. Today we're going to sing As the Deer. And this is not traditionally a Christmas song, but I thought it was fitting, just as people thousands of years ago waited and hungered and thirsted for a Messiah. We wait and we hunger and we thirst for Jesus to come back, to come into our lives and our circumstances today. So let's sing this together. As the deer, we're going to sing all three verses here. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. In you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee, you alone. And you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. In you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. And I love you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. In you alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone. Strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. In you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend and my brother. And you're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are my king. And I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone. Strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. In you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Adore you, Jesus. back here tomorrow morning on the wake-up call. I hope your Advent season is already off to a lot of anticipation for the coming of Jesus. See you tomorrow.